GCHQ. According to GCHQ director Jeremy Fleming, Scarborough is home to the oldest continually operated signals collection site in the world. Its history began in 1912 on Sandy Bed Lane, on the western outskirts of the town, where the Admiralty founded a wireless telegraphy station to transmit and receive British naval communications. Not long afterwards, the First World War and new technology encouraged the development of signals intelligence, the systematic collection and decoding of communications. And Scarborough began intercepting German naval communications, which they sent to London to be decrypted. The station quadrupled in size during the war. The current site of GCHQ Scarborough was obtained during the Second World War by the Admiralty, the land being the former home of Scarborough Racecourse. Amazingly, they were able to relocate to their new bomb-proof bunker from Sandy Bed Lane overnight on the 1st of March 1943, without any suspension of their work. This was a time of rapid growth for Scarborough's signals intelligence, which employed military, including women from the Women's Royal Navy Service, and civilian personnel. The Scarborough station had a teleprinter line to Bletchley Park and was part of the Admiralty's direction finding DF network, which located German battleships, U-boats, tankers and supply ships. It was the DF control at Scarborough that plotted the German battleship Bismarck, having intercepted a message from Admiral Lutyens verifying that she was heading for France. Along with information from other sites, this led to its sinking just days later. Following the end of the Second World War, the site's main focus was the interception of Soviet communications. Scarborough's routine mission of monitoring Soviet naval high command and Soviet merchant vessels became crucial during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the station was able to report that Soviet ships, potentially carrying medium-range ballistic missiles, had turned back home instead of attempting to break the American blockade of the island. The current buildings opened in 1974. And by 1981, 538 people were working there. The site took on its current name, GCHQ Scarborough, in 2001 and celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2014 with a visit from GCHQ patron, Prince Charles, now King Charles III.